Well, I just think you just, you know, you take a bunker mentality. You just keep going. You know, I mean, you know, it's a long haul, and hopefully you come out of each week and say we're getting better. You know, and it's about where you end up. It's not about where you're at right now. So, and I think our guys are working well, and we're doing a lot of good things. Not doing them consistently, but doing a lot of good things, and we just need to, you know, continue to push to do them consistently.
Well, yeah, I think we're, you know, finding some things that maybe we do better, that, you know, we're trying to repeat some of those type of things. You know, I think they're just, coaches are trying to, you know, put us in the best position to move the ball, to execute. But, you know, we're still learning. Every week kind of gives a new challenge because you're playing a different type of defense, right? We're playing another, you know, four down defense that has different, you know, types of blitz packages. So every week presents a new challenge, but you're just looking to improve in certain areas. And there's still plenty of improvement to be made. But I thought we made some strides last week.
Welcome back to Broncos TV Live. This segment is presented by Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. And we see the inactives the Broncos have released those ahead of today's game. Lorente McCray, Mitchell Henry, Trevor Siemian, Omar Bolden, Kenny Ananicki, Shelly Smith, and Ty Sambrella. Really no surprises on there, although maybe thought Kenny Ananicki would get his first action today after the injury in training camp. And also Omar Bolden was back on the probable list, but not active today in the return game or as a cornerback. Back to the Broncos offense and what Gary Kubiak was talking about. The Broncos have taken a lot of heat this week and really the last 3 weeks about their running game. They're the only team in NFL history that has rushed for less than 70 yards every game but been able to start the season at 3-0. Can less than 70 yards be a recipe for 4-0 today?
Well, I definitely think so. I definitely, you know, the running game is a work in progress. I think the Broncos want to be a physical team, so they're going to not go away from that running game. And I also think that field position will be a big factor. You know, last week against the Chargers going up against the Vikings last week, they didn't start a drive outside of their own 20 the entire game. So I think a field position could be a big factor. And also, when you have a guy named Peyton Manning, it's okay that you can kind of work through some things and still get a lot of W's.
And when you've got a guy named Adrian Peterson, you run the ball, that's just the way it goes. And that's how we get into Mason's three keys today. Let me guess, stopping number 28, is that on the list?
It's on the list. It's number one. It's a good place to begin because of how effective he's been over his career and, of course, the last couple of games. Look, you might give up some intermediate runs to him, some 10 and 15-yard runs, but the key is prevent those from getting beyond that. Prevent those from being 30-yard runs, 40-yard runs, and also try to strip the ball because the Broncos gave up some yards to Jamaal Charles in Kansas City a couple weeks back but made up for it with two forced fumbles, including the big one at the end of the game. So that may be part of the equation for succeeding against Peterson. Number two, keep Peyton Manning upright, something we always say, but with two new guys at the tackle spots, at least Ryan Harris moving from the right side to the left side and Schofield making his first start. They're going to have to contend with Everson Griffin and Brian Robeson on the edges, but watch what the Vikings do in terms of their blitzes. They love to blitz Anthony Barr up the A-gap, B-gap, and C-gap, and when they do that, it's going to be C.J. Anderson and Ronnie Hillman and Juwan Thompson, who's ever in the backfield, is going to be responsible for helping pick him up. That's going to be crucial. And finally, force Minnesota to chase from behind. As we mentioned earlier, it's a team built to play from ahead. So in other words, for the Broncos, you want to get out to a fast start and force them to play away from what they'd like to do, force them to pass a little bit more, get away from Adrian Peterson. That may be as crucial as shutting him down as anything else. So a fast start for the Broncos on offense and building a lead, that's going to be key today.
You know, one of the things we talk about with the Broncos is when their running game does struggle a bit, the Broncos have Peyton Manning. If the Vikings struggle with Adrian Peterson today, can Teddy Bridgewater make up the difference?
He can, but the thing is, he will drop the ball into some narrow windows. That's very reminiscent, actually, of Peyton Manning. It's one of the strengths both have, that they trust their receivers and they don't need a big window to throw to. But this is also why you have Aqib Talib and Chris Harris Jr., because you can put them on the receivers and expect them to cover those guys one-on-one and then free the safeties up to whether it's containing Adrian Peterson when he gets the ball or keeping Teddy Bridgewater from getting those big runs. That's why they're there.
Thanks for the keys, Mace. Thank you very much, Phil. I would like to thank you for joining us at Sports Authority Field today. You know, whenever the alumni does keys, they always talk about the fans making noise. Can we do a little bit of that today, too? I think that could be a key for the Denver Broncos. Thanks for joining us on Broncos TV Live pregame. I'm Alan Roach. See you next time.